Dumb.
Cool.
Weird.
Podcast.
All right, The Pit and the Pendulum, a Vincent Price movie.
Another classic.
Yeah, this is something
that Vincent Price verse.
Yeah, this is something that Nick wanted to kind of cover because he loves Vincent Price. So,
yeah.
Take it away, man.
All right, so plot of the movie is guy's sister dies, and she's married to Vincent Price, who's this rich count, you know, off the middle of bumfuck Europe. And she just dies suddenly, right? So brother, who's very concerned, goes and visits a very distressed Vincent Price, who's like already losing his shit at everything. You know, the shutters move. He loses his shit all the time. You know, and then it turns out later on, he's like, oh, well, we don't go down to the dungeon. They go and investigate this dungeon he has. And Vincent Price's maid goes into this whole story about how young Vincent Price was hanging around his father's torture dungeon, and he accidentally gets himself stuck in one of those coffins with the spikes in it.
It's called an Iron Maiden, by the way.
He gets stuck in the Iron Maiden.
Which wasn't really a torture device. That was actually made up. That wasn't even like real thing. But people think it's real, and if you think it's real, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, there's no way it makes sense. And anyways, you know, young Vincent Price is trapped in there. His dad takes his brother down into the dungeon to show him with his wife, and he starts beating up his uncle because, you know, it turns out that his mother was fucking his uncle. So, you know, his dad beats his brother to death and then puts his mother into this pendulum that he has in the basement to chop her up. And Vincent Price is like, scarred.
Didn't his dad look just like him?
Exactly. they hired like an actor who's like discount Vincent Price to play his dad.
That's so funny.
Or actually, maybe it was his it was Vincent Price as his dad.
That's funny.
So Vincent Price is playing his dad. And, you know, and then like as we get further in the movie, this is where it gets funny. You know, they're constantly questioning, you know, Vincent Price, like, no, you definitely, this guy's like, no, you definitely killed my sister. And the physician's like, no, she just died suddenly. And constantly pestering this man into insanity to eventually where he goes into the basement to see her, grave. Nothing's in there. And then they go back out. Oh, wait, something was in there. And they put another corpse and it scratched. They put a bunch of scratch marks in the top of the fucking coffin.
Yeah.
And like, you said she was dead. And the doctor was like, had that look of like, it's not perfect. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then again, I mean, the early 1800s, you weren't exactly great at being a doctor. You know, you mostly prescribed opiates and cocaine about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So as the movie progresses, this is another favorite scene of ours where, for some reason, you know, the doctor and Vincent Price's wife have been having an affair and they've been wanting to steal his money. So they were going to give him a heart attack, I guess. Oh, thank you. So they were going to go give him a heart attack. Oh, I got some more beer here. Yeah, they were trying to give him a heart attack, I guess, so he would die because he was older. And his wife pops out of the coffin completely fine, and she starts haunting him. And it does send him into shock. And the doctor was like, oh no, we were supposed to wait like another few days.
It was the miasma.
It was the miasma that got him. So once Vincent Price gets out of shock, he locks up the doctor and his wife in the basement, and this woman's brother is like trying to like breaks in and tries to restrain Vincent Price with the maid as he's going around like killing people. I mean, he puts his sister in the Iron Maiden and gags her, and then he considers it, like, he goes back in reverse to thinking that Vincent Price thinks he's his father, and that this man, this other man who was coming to get his sister, is his uncle. So he puts him in the fucking pendulum. Tries to get him all chopped up and everything. And the maid gets him out. And then eventually, like, you know, They fight him and they throw him on a stalag, was it a stalagmite or a stalactite, and he dies. And I love how they're like, oh, the maid is like, oh my god, that was terrible. And the guy, and this guy's like, yes, but it's over now.
Yep.
And there, it cuts off to them leaving the dungeon, and then it cuts right back to the Iron Maiden, with his like sister trapped in it, gagged, like screaming for help.
Yep. I mean, it's one of those movies that, you know, Nick really just summarized the entire movie pretty quickly, because honestly, the plot really didn't move that fast. It was just a lot of shit going on.
A lot of exposition,
but not really getting to the point as much. But I mean, that's kind of how those movies were back then.
Yeah, you know
it was a movie of the week. But, you know, we made a really good observation. The pit from The Pit and the Pendulum is also the same pit they had in Dr. Goldfoot.
Yes. And then it's in another Vincent Price movie, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's like they just reused that set for Vincent Price movies like three different times.
Which is actually what we were thinking, is that they were making all of these movies around the same time.
Yeah. So they already had that set somewhere, like on a studio lot somewhere. So they were like, all right, well, let's
just use it.
Let's just use it.
Mr. Price, how do you feel about another pendulum? Well, I guess use it, stupid.
Yeah. Because you got it. So let's talk about the dumb, cool, and the weird. What is what's dumb about this movie?
Well, what's dumb, I guess you could say, is that, you know, their plan was to scare this old man into having a heart attack without thinking, you know, they've been distressing him for so long, he might be in a state of psychosis, mm-hmm. and eventually it gets them killed.
Mm-hmm.
So that was dumb on their part.
Yep. Yeah, that was pretty dumb. So what's cool about this movie?
I honestly think the cool part is when he does snap, he fucking kills them. I mean, they were constantly pushing this man into this direction, and it all came full circle, you know?
Yep.
And at no point did anyone ever, but this is what gets into the weird part, right? Mm. At no point did anybody question the doctor's like ability to be a doctor, you know? Especially after they found out, like, they had the fake corpse with all the scratches on it, and this guy's like, oh, no, I'm a well-renowned doctor here. And then he's like,
I'm married to it.
Oh, God. Vincent Price and Bela Lugosi together would have been funny.
Yeah, it was never going to happen, though. They're separated by, like, 30 years.
Yeah. And Bela Lugosi's alcoholism made it probably very hard for him to stop being Dracula or an ape.
Yep. I cannot walk upright. I need spinal fluid.
No, it was great, though, because the weird part is like, you know, after the doctor gets found out for not being a good doctor, he's like, well, it's not perfect, you know?
It's not a perfect world.
It's not a perfect science, all right? I tried offering cocaine about it.
Well, I will say, if you definitely like Vincent Price, this is another really classic Vincent Price movie. I mean, it's... obviously, Vincent Price is very hammy and over the top, but he's also very, you know, you could tell that Vincent Price is a very smart guy because he loves to memorize the thesaurus, you know?
Yeah, and the dictionary.
Yeah.
So. He's used every word that he can find.
You moronic imbecile.
You know, this was actually funny because this is the weird part, actually. He didn't get that far into using, like, such demeaning language.
Well, he didn't really do that in The Last Man on Earth either, where he was a good guy. It seems like every time he's a good guy, he doesn't really use demeaning language.
That's what I'm saying, but when he's a bad guy, you know,
Did you know that Vincent Price was in a Sinbad movie?
Really?
Yeah, he's like I clearly remember a scene where he was in the movie, and he's like, where's Sinbad? We just got to find that movie, because I want to know, we need to watch the movie where he is in a Sinbad movie.
Oh, yes. And
which is kind of funny because Sinbad is a Middle Eastern movie, like folklore.
Yeah.
So it should technically be Middle Eastern people playing it. But, you know, that's another discussion for another day. Hollywood was really racist back in the day.
Yeah, but Hollywood's like a new kind of racist today.
Yeah, it's a different kind.
Everybody's black in Hollywood.
Mm, nope.
Egyptians, black. Greeks, black. Soon the Irish.
Well, I told you what happened. There was a lot of people complaining that the Vikings weren't black. And I'm like, bro, seriously?
You mean the people who haven't seen the sun are white?
Bro, Vikings are all blonde-haired, fucking green, blue-eyed, brown-eyed motherfuckers.
Actually, to be fair, they're not all blonde-haired and blue-eyed. But they just never saw the sun. So they were as pale as a ghost for the most part. Or they smelled
like total shit. Look, it's not racism. It's just science, dude. Like literally whatever area that you lived in is what you're going to look like, dude. I don't see how that's so hard to understand.
No, but when we start watching anything related to Vikings, we'll bring up that reference.
What are we going to do next? We're going to have a movie about Confucius? Oh, Confucius was black.
No. Actually, I want to make a... So I have a good plan in place, right? I want to make a Malcolm X movie and have a... God, I'm trying to remember his name now. Fuck. I'm just trying to think of an old actor we can put in as Malcolm X, but make him a white guy. Or we could do Obama, and we put Ryan Gosling in as Obama.
Yes, we can. Jesus, dude.
Actually, you know what? We can make our own independent films, and we race swap all the guys.
Here's the funny thing, though, that a lot of people don't realize. So a lot of people like to think white people are all the same, but the thing is, we're all different types of people, too. You know, like, for instance, me and Nick are very different from each other. I'm Irish and Scottish. This motherfucker is Greek and Italian.
Yeah.
We are
body hair and I turn. Really
but if y'all looked at us and told us we were the same, that's really offensive, dude, because we come from different cultures, dude.
You know, we really segued out on this one. But to go back to Vincent Price, it would have been funny if we could have had if we could still have more Vincent Price movies.
There's going to be some. I mean, we're definitely going to do more.
What was that terrible one we were going to watch? The Monster Mash?
It's where Vincent Price is really old, and I can tell that he wasn't really getting as many roles as he used to.
Yeah, that was bad.
But it was really bad. It was obviously made for TV. But we'll definitely check that one out. But I think we've kind of covered this one a good bit. You know, I mean, I know we didn't go into deep detail about it, but yeah.
You know what? I just thought about this. We haven't watched one serious Vincent Price movie.
We'll watch one.
No, I'm just saying, like, we haven't watched one serious Vincent Price movie. This is, like, where Vincent Price has decided that his career is, like, I'm going to be outlandish now.
Yep. All right.
All right. Well, stay sexy, Atlanta.
Yeah. We're back.
Bitches.
Thanks for checking out the Dumb Cool Weird podcast. We're a movie podcast now, so Movie Monday is every Monday. About crappy movies from the 20th century. It's gonna be great, folks. I can't wait to show y'all.